1.
Arm's Length Reporting for investors who want the whole story. This is the Cortland Economics Report.
Chatting right now again with Todd Horowitz. Todd and I in the first hour of the show talked a lot about the situation with the regulation that our president is proposing rather excitedly. But we're leaving that subject for now. We're going to talk a little bit about three commodities: gold, silver, and copper. Now Todd is as you know, he is an expert in the technical aspects of foretelling the direction of commodities. And I want to pick his brain a little bit on these three commodities. Let's start out with gold. Looking at the charts, what do you think?
Well, you know, right now, by the way, thanks for having me on. Gold is in a fairly key level here. It's kind of, I looked at gold earlier and I had it marked in a range of 1080 to 1130. And I said, once it broke 1130, it would be something that we'd want to look at and buy. And it busted through 1130 and got all the way up almost to 1170.
Mm-hmm.
Now we're kind of, you know, winding back down. We kind of peaked out, hit a top, and now it looks like we're coming down to a support level. Gold right now trading at 1140. I would think that 1130, 1135 would hold. As a technician, I would not try to buy it on the way down. I would wait to see if it hit that level of support, and then maybe to start to make a little move back up, and I'd be willing to jump back into gold. But I look at it right now, gold looks to me like it's range bound, 1130 to 1170. And certainly, as a technician, if it would break down below 1130, I'd like to be selling gold. But right now here, I'm looking for a spot if it'll turn around and start to shore back up and maybe rally a little bit, I'd be looking to buy it right here.
So you're saying right now, you know, in the area above 1140 or whatever, you think it's a good buy from a technical standpoint. You're saying if gold drops down to 1130 or let's say the low 1130s, then you think it's time to lose it. Is that correct?
Yeah, I think that below 1130, I don't want to be in. I want to be out.
Okay.
I think that it's not a good percentage play down there.
What do your charts tell you it's going to go?
Well, I can't predict the number, but right now, as I'm looking at it, I mean, I would certainly think that if it holds this 1130, 1140 level, then it certainly will go back to 1170.
Okay, all right.
And if it can get through 1170, I mean, you know, that would be a fresh new breakout, and then we're looking at the 1200s or maybe higher.
Okay, all right. Let's switch our focus to silver. What do you think about that?
Well, silver is, you know, kind of obviously very similar to the gold market.
Sure.
It's kind of follow. Now silver looks, I mean, it's been, you know, range bound here between just over 15 and just under 19 approximately. Right now we're trading about $18. I mean, in my trade, there's really not much for me to do right here. I need to see either proof that it can break out over the top and buy it over 19,
mm-hmm.
or it needs to come back down to a support level. And I'd say I'd be looking for probably the 16, high $15 level. And if we can show it can hold the bottom down there, I'd be looking to go ahead and buy it back. Right here, it's kind of like what we call it out of mesh, nowhere's land. There's really not much of a trade, not much I can look at right here.
Let's talk about copper. Copper has done some amazing things price-wise over the past, I'd say, 12 to 24 months. A lot of people were predicting that copper was going to basically fall to, you know, I don't want to say fall to zero, but go back down to, you know, and maintain it at an area between a buck and a quarter, buck and a half in that area. That's not exactly what's happening. That's not at all what's happening. We're way above $3 right now. You know, and a lot of the pundits were saying, you know, with the economic, with the economic turmoil that's going on around the world, et cetera, the price of copper is going to fall on its tail. Whereas in reality, the price of copper has skyrocketed, and that's primarily because, in my opinion, this got nothing to do with technical analysis, but everything to do with fundamental analysis. I think the reason copper has done well and will continue to do well is because of the demand coming out of two amazingly quickly growing economies, China and India.
I wouldn't disagree with that. And as a fundamentalist, that would be a pretty good read. But as a technician like I am, from out of mesh, we look at it and we go, okay, it's chart-wise, it's gone up. I mean, this thing has gone up in the last year from 2 to almost 4.
Yeah.
Okay. And, you know, how does that happen? Well, there's a lot of reasons that it happened. A, you do have the pundits telling you that it's going to go down. Well, people end up getting short. And what happens when there's too many people selling a product or a commodity? They get a short squeeze.
Yeah.
And the market kind of feeds on itself. And this market is still feeding on itself. And it looks to me like it's going higher. And I'm going to be in copper until it breaks down. And, you know, what we preach and what we use in our trading is we use stops. So I can be in this product until, and I will be at some point, and I may get stopped out on the way down, but as long as it keeps going up, why do I want to fight the overall trend? The overall trend is higher for whatever reason. Fundamentally, your reasons are terrific. Okay, they mean a lot. But technically, the way I look at the market, and which is all I care about, technically the chart is stair-stepping its way up. Okay, there has been no real retracement. There's been no real break in over a year.
Oh,
so I'm going to continue to buy this as long as it goes.
I would, you know, I agree. There's been no breakdown whatsoever. We have about 3 minutes left here, and I'd like you to explain something to our listeners, if you would, about the very quickly the concept how you provide safety to yourself when you're investing in commodities. And what I'd like you to explain is the concept of stops.
Okay, great. What we do, Al, is, you know, at Adamesh, we take care of, we look at a position and we judge, first of all, before we get in, we judge what would be our risk versus our reward. And then what we do is we go, okay, so if I could buy copper, for example, let's say at 350, okay, I want to find A, what do I think it can go to based on the chart? And based on the chart, there's a lot of room to the upside. And then where is there some support beneath me? At what point will I think that copper will no longer be solid? Well, looking at the chart that I'm looking at, I would say if I could buy copper at $3.50 under $3, I would be concerned. So I would set my stop just under $3 to protect that position. Okay. And as my position would go my way, if it would do so, I would continue to move up my stop to find levels. And I might use, for example, I might use the low of a previous day now. Okay. Once I get things rolling my way, I start to look for levels. And what we do is we're always focusing on levels of a commodity stock. Future doesn't matter. We find a level, we see where it should hold support, and that's where we stop ourselves out. And
so,
we just set that and forget it.
Okay. So basically what you're saying there is going back to your example of copper, let's say you put a stop in, and I'm not the expert in what you do at all, but let's say you put a stop, copper right now is around $3.50. You put in a stop at $2.99. That means the total magnitude of your loss, would be 51 cents.
Correct.
You could not lose any more than that. Is there any reason to tighten that up a little bit? For example, to say, we like the commodity, but instead of putting a stop 51 cents lower, let's put it 25 cents lower.
That would be fine. I mean, if I found a good level, you know, let's say I can see a slight level at 325, that would be fine. That would be something that you would look at, and you would use the charts to base all that opinion on as to where you would want to set your stop. And I could see a valid reason to use 325 if I chose to do so.
Okay.
As well.
We have a minute left here. I didn't give you a chance in the first segment to do this, but tell us a little bit about what you do as the chief strategist with Adamesh. We have 1 minute. You're on, buddy.
Okay, great. Well, Adamesh, and it's adamesh.com if you'd like to look at it. We mentor traders on how to be more successful and how to manage positions. Plus, we all trade with Adamesh, and we are constantly trading technical analysis only. Okay, we may find a commodity or a stock or a future fundamentally, but all of our trades are based on the technical patterns of the chart. And that's what we go out and coach and mentor people who have trouble with these things and that want to learn how to manage their positions and how to learn how to trade the proper way, which is through technical analysis, because that will always keep you out of the disasters of things that happened like in 2008.
Okay, there you have it. If you want more information on either Todd or Adamesh, click on the banner. We got one on our website that'll take you right to it. Big Al's going to be right back.
Did you know that there are tiny hidden radio transmitters, also known as RFID chips, in millions of passports, credit cards, and licenses? In the current state of the economy, it's no surprise that identity theft has increased. With current technology, thieves can purchase a simple device online that allows them to steal your credit card number and other personal information by scanning your wallet or purse. Think of this identity theft device as a garage door opener. You push a button and within a certain distance, your door opens. Thieves get near you, push a button, and these tiny radios give out personal information. Put a stop to identity theft. Visit IDStronghold.com. Here you will find radio blocking secure sleeves. Simply place your credit cards and passports into these slim, lightweight sleeves, and you will put a stop to anyone trying to collect your private information. For around $5, you will be protected against RFID theft. Visit IDStronghold.com. That's IDStronghold.com. Or call 1-800-610-2770. 1-800-610-2770 today.
If you owe the IRS money you can't pay, then listen carefully, because you already know that the problem won't go away by itself. You can get help today from the leading tax expert in the country, Dan Pilla.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. The IRS isn't going to just forget about you. Right now, the IRS is hiring thousands of tax collectors to go after delinquent accounts just like yours. That's why you need to take action today, and I can help. I take a simple but proven approach to solving your tax debt problem. First, I stabilize collections so you don't have to worry about wage and bank levies. Next, I build a detailed plan to get your debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even eliminated. Finally, I work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. So call now for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829.
Dan Pilla will solve your tax problem, guaranteed. He's helped thousands of people, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
Say goodbye to clogged gutters and the dangerous job of dangling from a ladder to clean them, and say hello to the gutter brush. I recommend this effective, affordable, do-it-yourself solution because it works. Imagine a giant cylinder-shaped brush that fills your gutter, providing continuous 360-degree protection by blocking leaves and debris while allowing water to flow right through. Installation is as simple as sliding the gutter brush section into your existing gutter. It works with any roof or gutter type and doesn't require any tool for insulation. Don't make another bad investment by spending thousands of dollars to keep your gutters flowing. In most cases, just the $300 to $400 will protect your entire home, and you can do it yourself. Trust me, this is a great product. Just visit gutterbrush.com today or call 888-397-9433. That's gutterbrush.com, 888-397-9433.
HempUSA.org urges everyone to plan ahead for possible food shortages in the future. We offer this dense, nutrient-storable food directly from the farm to your door. What the world needs is our energy-packed hemp food in a storable, portable form that can easily and quickly be picked up for travel. This food contains readily available protein, amino acids, essential fatty acids, digestive enzymes, and major minerals. Visit HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608. And with prices rising in every sector, the investment in your future is critical to have some storable food available. It wasn't raining when Noah built the ark, so be practical and be wise. Call 908-691-2608 and place your order today. If food shortages don't come, you can always rotate our hemp foods back into your daily food supply. To place your order, learn more, and see numerous other great products, visit HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
You're listening to GCN, Genesis Communications Radio Network.
Your weekly fix on finance and investing. This is the Corlin Economics Report.
Okay, Big Al is back, chatting with an old friend. Clyde Harrison lives in the Chicago area, co-founder of the Rogers Raw Material Fund. But you know what? That's not really his claim to fame. Clyde's claim to fame is really he's one of the nicest guys in our business. Clyde, how you doing, buddy?
I'm doing great, Al. Thanks for inviting me today.
It's always a pleasure. You're on the show anytime you want. Got a question for you. You know, I know you're not very opinionated, okay, but your president came out last Tuesday and gave a speech on Wall Street where he said, you know, we need a whole lot more regulation because these guys really, really need to be directed. What are your thoughts on that?
Well, he's not my president. He's our president. So I'd like to keep it in that category.
I agree.
The vote, but I wasn't a part of it.
I agree with you.
The first thing that really bothered me about his speech was, let's stop all the criticism.
Yeah.
Well, I'm on the board of directors of two companies right now. I've been on the board in my career, luckily, of a number of good companies.
Yeah.
Whenever asked, I always said, I believe a board member is your biggest nightmare during a board meeting. Our job is to keep you from making mistakes as a CEO and president that costs the stockholders money.
Right.
And that's it.
Mm-hmm.
I want criticism. I want to know who thinks I'm wrong. I've really been great with profits. They don't bother me. I don't brag about them. Losses drive me nuts.
Right.
It means I didn't do my homework. I didn't realize one of the risk spots.
Mm-hmm.
That's what a president should do. That's what his team should do for him.
Yeah. I want you to give me your view on something. I agree with that. And now, well, let's talk about two other issues. The first issue is, does this represent, in your mind, too much government regulation?
In my mind, government regulation to almost any degree becomes too much. There is very little you need. One is, don't do any harm.
Yeah.
And be free.
Okay.
And don't encroach on other people's freedom. If you got those, you're in pretty good shape.
But
to me, what got us here, Al, is a whole bunch of regulations.
I don't understand that.
Danny and Freddie are crap.
Yeah.
They were crap 10 years ago.
Okay.
CRA, that was designed by Carter, was a joke.
Okay.
Well, it got real unfunny. So these are all regs that were on the books put there by government.
Mm-hmm.
The derivative laws, to have that stuff upstairs and mark them to the model or mark them to the myth, ridiculous.
Yeah.
If you're going to be a bank in derivatives with a taxpayer behind you, the FDIC, I want it on a market. I want to know what that garbage is worth every day and whether you got the money to back it up
mm-hmm.
or you need to get closed out. That's what cleans it up, not this Mickey Mouse under the table junk.
In my opinion, and maybe I'm being simplistic, maybe I'm being emotional, man, I don't know, but in my opinion, I have to tell you, when you look at what's happened in terms of the federal government is now overseeing all of the student loans, or will soon be overseeing all of the student loans, when you look at the federal government's role now in the medical area, when you look at the federal government's attempted role in what's going on in financial regulation, that spells socialism to me, and I don't like that. Am I crazy?
No, I think when you look at the company connections, it's socialism and part fascism. We're on a race here to places we've never been in this country, and I think at least the Tea Party people had learned some things in school.
Yeah.
Because the average age of ones in the crowd I've been to is 55.
Yeah.
But maybe the younger people will catch on to... They're kissing goodbye big time net disposable income in the next 10 years. They will have nothing like their parents to spend.
No, and I think that's true. You know, I have devoted a fair amount of this show on the real estate numbers that came out, existing home sales and new home sales on Thursday and Friday. And the one thing I would have to say is that the $8,000 incentives or what have you that the government is giving first-time buyers certainly played a bit of a role in seeing this, what appears to be the beginning of a turnaround in the real estate market. But I think a better way to look at the turnaround in the real estate market is simply look at supply and demand. So what's supply and demand based on? It's based on supply, et cetera, and it's based on if people want to buy this thing. Well, people are now at the point where they're coming in and wanting to buy this stuff. The supply curve intersects a demand curve at a much lower price level than before. I'm not so sure it was necessarily government incentives. I think it was a great example of the free market economy.
Well, I think that's part of it. I think especially the government incentive helped on the low end.
Yeah.
which is the part that's cleaning up right now. There's not a lot of cleaning up going up on above 400, 500 grand.
Mm-hmm.
But $250,000 and lower, you're seeing some cleanup because that's where the guy moves from the apartment because of the low interest rates.
Sure.
Because of the price change, he can get in cheaper than he can rent.
Right.
And so that's what's going on here, and that's the spot you always pick up first. The problem with the real estate market, because I think you're bottoming, but I think it's an L bottom L.
Yeah.
And the problem is there's an awful lot of inventory that's not showing on the market.
Okay.
That's in trouble in various ways and will show up. So it's a good time to get in, but don't expect to be up 8% in 12 months.
Oh, no. I agree 100% on that one. Okay, going back to the president's speech and increased regulation, a couple of ways to look at this. Under the Bush administration, Glass-Steagall was repealed. I've gone on record as saying I think repealing Glass-Steagall was a huge mistake. Under the Carter administration, the Community Reinvestment Act came into being, okay? I think that was a huge mistake, and I'm not saying everybody shouldn't have a chicken in their pot, so to speak, but what I'm saying is, you know, you don't loan money to people who probably aren't going to be able to pay you back. These, in my opinion, are two examples of ill-founded government regulation. I think we're seeing more of it right now, and I think that President Obama's speech on Wall Street goes in that direction. Now, there are other people who would say, Corlin, you're an idiot. The government needs to step in and slap the hand strongly of the people who cheated us. What do you think?
I agree. There's people that should go to jail on this, and they won't because they made big donations to the right people.
Isn't that interesting?
Okay. And by the way, you can't give everybody a chicken or loan everybody a chicken in every pot because the repo man has nothing to go get when they fail, so everybody would fail. Sorry about that, Al.
You know, it's sorry about what? You know, that's a good point. We live in a great country. You know, capitalism is what made this country great. I've been saying that for as long as I've been doing radio. It strikes me that heavy-handed government intervention really, really is not a good thing. And you know, that's the last comment that I have to make. You got 20 seconds, Mr. Harrison. What do you think?
Well, I think we live in a great country with great people. We have a failed government that's very corrupt at this point. Tremendously self-dealing and self-absorbed. And my focus is don't vote in any incumbents in November. None. I don't care what their party is. Both parties, the parties are for themselves, not a party for the people.
President Obama, I don't agree with his policies, but you know what? I think he's doing what he believes is truly right for the masses. Am I crazy?
You're not crazy at all, but all of history says it's wrong.
I agree. Big Al's going to be right back.
To find out more about today's guests, visit us on the web at www.kereport.com. You're listening to the Corlin Economics Report. We'll be back in a moment.
As the economy continues to decline, patriots across the nation are preparing for the worst. The world is changing fast. Are you fully prepared? Or will you be forced to eat government soup? At PatriotFood.com, we offer you 135 pounds of dehydrated food and 6 varieties of canned meat for half price. And at SurvivalistSeeds.com, we now offer 50 non-GMO varieties of vegetables and over 10,000 heirloom seeds. That's twice as many as our competition for the same price. PatriotFood.com and SurvivalistSeeds.com. Food insurance, just in case. Owned by me, Big John Lipscomb.
Are you prepared? Well, you need to be hardcore prepared. There is a difference. To be hardcore prepared, equip yourself with the latest survival gear available at TactileGear.com. All Tactile gear has been field tested by Canadian and U.S. forces, so you know it's tough. What kind of gear? 72-hour survival kits as low as $55. Holsters for $21. Ankle holsters as low as $40. Flashlights, knives, binoculars, sleeping bags, boots, weapons, accessories, and much more available only at TactileGear.com. CloggedGear.com. Order now and receive free shipping and a free gift on orders over $175. Need more? Receive free shipping, a free gift, and a 10% discount on orders over $250. Visit TacTownGear.com right now for your preparedness needs. That's TACTownGear.com. TacTownGear.com. Or call TacTown Gear at 418-844-9111. Again, that's 418-844-9111.
Where have all the military surplus stores gone? Don't worry, you don't need one. Because everything you need in military surplus is at mainmilitary.com. That's M-A-I-N-E, military.com. One of the last surviving true military surplus stores in the country. Go online now to mainmilitary.com and discover a source for hard-to-find surplus items at true surplus prices. Surplus gun cleaning kits as low as $2.99. Complete chemical suits as low as $11.99. See our huge selection of gas masks, filters, and accessories. Finish M10 gas masks are $3 for $30, and Swiss filters are $3 for $12. Searching for Strike Anywhere matches? MaineMilitary.com has them, plus a whole new product line of survival and first aid kits and lots more. Get free shipping on orders over $50 only at MaineMilitary.com. That's M-A-I-N-E, military.com. Or call 877-608-0179, 877-608-0179. MaineMilitary.com, the main name in military supply.
Hi, this is Steve Shanky, Foods Direct. We have stopped taking orders for the Buy 3, Get 1 Free program and have started production. Congratulations. Your choice to participate in the production of your food supply by pre-ordering will prove very wise. Shipments will begin the end of March and will be sent in the order that they were received. Now something fun. It's springtime. We all know that garden seeds aren't really a food supply, but they're a great supplement to your food reserve if you have the time and place to garden. Here's the plan. When you add a one-month superfood spring pack to your food storage, we'll send you that garden of non-hybrid seeds absolutely free. Order now while the free seeds last. Call 800-409-5633 or on the web, efoodsdirect.com/Alex. Get a real supply of food to eat while you wait for your supplemental garden to grow. Call 800-409-5633, efoodsdirect.com/Alex.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Providing unique reporting on markets and companies since 1990. This is the Corlin Economics Report.
Welcome in. You're listening to the weekend edition of the Corlin Economics Report. I am Al Corlin. Appreciate you joining me. We're in the second segment, in the resource industry segment. I'm chatting with Richard Karn. Richard is behind a missive called the Emerging Trends Report. He is doing an extensive study right now down in Australia, and Richard right now is at a, if I'm not mistaken, you are at a mine site somewhere in Australia. Am I correct?
That's right. I'm actually in the side offices of a company called Morningstar Gold. This is a narrow vein gold miner high in the Victorian Alps.
Mm-hmm.
So it's fall down here, so it's quite chilly. And I spent all of 5 or 6 hours yesterday, which I'm paying for today, crawling all over about 600 vertical feet of narrow vein gold mine. Fascinating.
Wow.
Stuff.
Yeah.
But it's just, you pay for it because you spend all your time going up and down ladders and crawling through spaces that you wouldn't think people would be able to go in and work in. And the mine's been in existence for, they started production in 1861, and they're just firing it up again now, produced all the way through the 60s.
Hmm.
It's just fascinating stuff. Really, really neat, because when we think of the big gold discoveries in Victoria, we think of the Bendigo Ballarat Castlemaine triangle, which was just hugely rewarding, really hugely rich. But the really curly
That's okay. That's the nice thing about doing remotes. There's absolutely no problem. Add some color. So phones work in Australia, right?
Well, we're on satellite phones. There's another one going off with a silly chime in the background. Y'all going into the room. But anyway, what happened was that when 2 years after Ballarat and Bendigo and Castlemaine, that triangle took off, a lot of alluvial miners said, well, heck, if it's here, it's going to be there. And they took off and went into the looking for more source rock. And they, it's interesting how the progression works, because really what they're doing is they're doing what today is called sediment stream sampling. But they were doing it manually at the time. They were just going out with a pan and hiking up a creek and looking for gold. And if they found some, they went further, just leapfrogging each other's claims up the stream, up higher into the hills. And these are very rugged hills. And then they reach a point where there wasn't any more gold in the stream. And so they say, okay, well, that means it came from the hillside. So then they branch out and fan up and climb up these hills looking for quartz outcroppings, which would be associated with gold. And once they found them, of course, then they started going underground in the rich reefs and whatnot. Fascinating, fascinating stuff. Because I'm, as an associate professor of English, I'm hardly a geology nut, but it was it's been explained very patiently to me by a couple of the local geologists and site manager who took me through the, and one of the miners also, who took me through the underground workings. Just fascinating stuff how it all works out, because it's, I just never thought about these things, frankly. It's, the extent of my ignorance is legendary. And the simple truth is that, it's such a lengthy process. You have all these mafic rocks that were formed under pressure, which are just iron, magnesium rocks, and under pressure they cracked, and faults formed and shears, and the rock gets cracked and torn and whatnot. And then subsequently, liquefied quartz, under incredible pressure and temperature, oozes up through the mafic rocks and spreads them further and makes makes these quartz intrusions. And then subsequent to that, still there's another layer that comes along, and this liquid is under tremendous temperature and extremes in temperature and pressure. It follows the path the quartz has made through the mafic rocks, and this fluid is, amongst other many other things, obviously, but amongst these things, the fluid is carrying sulfides bound with gold. But chemically, the sulfides prefer to chemically bond with the iron and the iron magnesium mafic rocks to the gold. And so what happens is that essentially the sulfides choose to bind with the iron, and the gold drops out of solution, literally, and forms sediments. And those sediments border the quartz. And those are the narrow veins, the thin seams, they call them narrow veins, that the miners mine. So you look at a rock face, and it'll have a. I took a whole bunch of neat pictures of this. I'm kind of visualize this and try and explain it to you. You imagine a rock wall that's got a lighter streak of quartz through it, and then usually above it, but sometimes below it also, there are these bands that are usually kind of gray. And they range from, a couple centimeters to, half an inch to three or 4 inches, and then sometimes to be five or six different streaks of it. And that's the gold-bearing stuff. But in order to get those little tiny seams, you've got to take out a hell of a lot of rock.
Mm-hmm.
And so in the Victorian Alps, these mountains are extraordinarily rugged. I mean, they're not very high. I think the peak out less than 5,000 feet, but they are just vertical.
Uh-huh.
And they had no way of getting equipment in here. So, for example, all the mining equipment to process this stuff, they had to make into module forms that could not exceed 200 pounds, which is what they could put on a horse's back, and bring it in one piece at a time. It's just fascinating. So there's all these, because there are hundreds of these quartz, hundreds, probably thousands, literally uncounted. They're still finding them and mining them today. These outcrops everywhere, throughout the Victorian Alps, the mining is still just continuing. They're extraordinarily rich, and so they don't need to move as much ore, but the ore is of a much higher grade. Going back to why we're looking at the narrow vein miners, we suspect that with the inflation that's coming, the very large operation, the open cut operations where they're massive open pits with these huge trucks and they're moving massive, massive amounts of ore, but it's very low grade, 1 or 2 grams per ton.
Mm-hmm.
We see inflationary pressure showing up there hot and heavy.
Sure.
And where these guys employ thousands of people, but they've got these massive equipments and these massive overheads and the economies of scale work. If inflation starts running amok, we believe that the narrow vein miners with their small crews, like this mine, when they're running two full shifts, will only employ 60 people, including the mill.
Yeah.
Okay, whereas, you know, if you look at some of these big open pit operations, there could be hundreds and hundreds of people, and they've got extraordinary capital investments, and they can be hit very hard with things like rubber, chemicals, labor, you know. And so we think that in the coming inflationary period, if it arrives with the meaning the reflation efforts succeed, which, you know, you've got to be careful what you wish for.
Yeah.
Would mean that we think that the narrow vein miners who are more tightly held, they have a lot better control on their costs than everybody else, and they can scale up or scale down easily, more easily than these big operations. We think that's a good place to be investing right now for the long term.
Well, given the fact that what I know about narrow vein mining is, yes, it is much more cost effective than some of the very large scale operations. And you are 1,000% right, Richard, when you say that if we're in inflationary times, in fact, ahead, I don't see how we can avoid that. I think the types of companies that you're looking at are intriguing, to say the least, and I think that the profitability that we see there could be really, really significant. Okay.
Absolutely.
One last thing
to think about here
two,
is that
2 seconds.
These miners 100 years ago,
yeah,
they had to high grade everything. They had to come through
right.
And take the highest grade possible and maximize their return. And
right.
In the case of where I'm looking at here, for the last 30 years this mine was in production, they were moving 30 or 40,000 tons per year, and they were averaging 26 to 28 grams per ton. Well, they were leaving behind stuff that we would normally think is very rich, you know, 15 to 20 grams per ton.
Sure.
Because they had to high grade to make it worthwhile.
Mm-hmm.
So a lot of people are, you know, it's a big movement in North America, and it's down here also. People are looking to historic works, especially companies with good records.
Sure.
And then going back and being able to recover with modern technology and better understanding of the material science involved in recovery, these workings. It's really, really fascinating. They're smaller companies. You know, they're never going to be a BHP, but what they are going to be are very small, very profitable companies.
Okay, more from Richard Karn from Down Under in Australia next week. Stick around. I'll be right back.
UtopiaSilver.com believes, as the Declaration of Independence states, that our rights come from God, not from government. The only lawful purpose of any government is to protect and secure the rights of the people, and no man or government has the authority to take what has been given to us by God. Among these rights are life, liberty, property, and the pursuit of happiness. And America's government has ceased to be the protector of liberty and of the people's God-given rights. But we the people can return America to greatness if we are willing to stand up and reassert our stolen rights. We ask that you join Utopia Silver in changing America's course in history. To save on health care and improve your health, call Utopia Silver at 888-213-4338. For a limited time, new customers will receive 50% off all colloidal silver and colloidal gold supplements. Visit us today at utopiasilver.com. That's U-T-O-P-I-A Silver, utopiasilver.com. Or call 888-213-4338. That's 888-213-4338.
As the U.S. and the world slip slowly into economic and financial gridlock, some economists predict a global financial meltdown and economic collapse worse than we have ever seen. Don't wait for the edicts to start coming out of Washington, D.C. before you begin to fill your pantry. Prepare for financial and economic Armageddon now. Ready Reserve Food has been in continuous operation, manufacturing the finest in dehydrated foods for nearly 40 years. Ready Reserve is the manufacturer, unlike other companies that just broker canned foods. Ready Reserve controls the quality from start to finish, with double enameled cans and nitrogen packaging. When purchasing from Ready Reserve Foods, you are buying factory direct at wholesale prices. Many companies do not even offer a catalog, but we will be more than happy to send a catalog to you free of charge. Call 800-453-2202. That's 800-453-2202. Or visit ReadyReserveFoods.com. Factory direct wholesale pricing from Ready Reserve Foods. Call us to prepare for financial and economic Armageddon now at 800-453-2202 for your free catalog now.
Men, are you urinating more frequently? Do you wake up to urinate? Don't ignore your prostate health. I'm Roger Mason, research chemist and developer of the all-natural supplement Beta Prostate, and I want you to know about a free bottle giveaway. Beta Prostate helps your body support good prostate health. Your prostate affects the quality of your life, including your sleeping habits and even intimacy. Beta Prostate has plant sterol shown to support healthy urine flow and healthy sleeping habits. And Beta Prostate is so powerful, you'd have to take 100 saw palmetto capsules to get the same plant sterols found in one Beta Prostate. New customers can get a free bottle of Beta Prostate. You only pay a small shipping and handling fee. Make the call today and get your free bottle.
To get your free bottle of Beta Prostate, call 1-800-257-7201. One free bottle per household. Call now and try Beta Prostate for free. Call 1-800-257-7201. That's 1-800-257-7201.
Before you throw away your used batteries, you need to listen to this. Now, going green can save money. Go green and save money by giving life to your used batteries by charging them with the Renaissance Charger. The Renaissance Charger uses a new revolutionary battery charging technology that effectively extends the life of new batteries and gives new life to used batteries. Invented by legendary audio genius John Bedini, this unique and patented charging system rejuvenates the electrochemical plate structure in the battery without additives, increasing capacity and maintaining cell integrity. Renaissance Charge offers a full line of products made in the USA for all types and sizes of batteries. Find out why our customers tell us the Renaissance Charger is the only battery charger they will ever use. Save your money. Save the environment. Visit us online at r-charge.com. That's r-charge.com or call us at 208-772-4514. That's 208-772-4514. Be a part of the revolution today.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN, great talk radio starts here.
Okay, welcome back. You're listening to the weekend edition of the Cornell Economics Report. I am Al Cornell. I'm here to wrap up the show with a currency expert who's been on the program before. His name is Dean Malone. Dean works out of the Dallas, Texas area. We're going to talk about a couple of subjects here that relate directly to the U.S. dollar. One is the direction of interest rates in the United States. And the other one is something that isn't happening in our country, but it's happening certainly over in Europe, and that's the situation with Greece. And also, you got to consider Spain and Portugal. What effect is all of that going to have on the U.S. dollar? Dean, thanks for joining me, man. I appreciate it.
Well, I'm glad to be back, Al. Thanks for having me.
Let's talk first a little bit about interest rates in the United States. Now, there is an interesting duality going on here. One camp is saying interest rates need to be raised. The other camp is saying because of the unemployment situation in the United States, raising interest rates is going to absolutely take all of the air out of the balloon that people are saying, you know, basically is comprised of somewhat improving unemployment numbers. I don't really think they're improving all that great personally, but what are your thoughts on that?
Well, there is both camps, and you're right about that. What we'll be looking for, because we have an upcoming announcement, April the 28th, the next FOMC meeting. Now, there's not an expected change. We've been running between 0.25%. However, what the market's going to be looking for and what both camps are going to be looking for is a change in verbiage. They've been doing this verbiage by saying low level for an extended period of time. Well, how long is an extended period of time? When you consider the NASDAQ, you consider the Dow, the S&P just breaking 1,200 the other day. Now, it did have a 1% drop shortly thereafter. But with the equity markets making a move up, it's as if the equity markets are saying, come on, Federal Reserve, let's make a move. It's time to get off of our haunches here and start moving forward. Now, the camp that's saying, well, the unemployment's going to be affected here. If you start raising rates, well, that's going to affect the everyday Jane and Joe, like with their credit cards. Their credit cards are going to go up, or the interest on their loans or the equity loans will go up. However, from the standpoint of having higher interest, it makes us more competitive globally. We'll get to that in a moment. But at the same time, increasing interest rates is going to allow the banks now to start putting a little bit more money, lending more money to Main Street, which is going to help increase the additional jobs in the marketplace. It'll help the everyday Jane and Joe. So the word you used, duality, is a great word because it's kind of a tug of war between both camps. Long term, I see the fact that if we do get our interest rates up and going, bottom line, if you went and you had the opportunity at a bank, let's say, to buy, to put money into two different vehicles, would you want to put your money in a vehicle with higher interest rate or put your vehicle and something, or put your money in a vehicle with lower interest rates.
Let me just interrupt you for a second. Let me think about that. Would I want to pay more money for the loan or less money for the loan? I probably would want to pay less money for the loan, man.
Well, yeah, you're right. Pay less money on the loan, but the return on interest. That's what folks like I, we look at the currency, the value of the interest rate on the currency, because if I can buy dollars versus buying another currency in the world and there's an interest rate differential between the two and the other one gives me a greater interest rate, that's what's happening right now. The dollar compared to the euro or the pound or the Aussie dollar. The Aussie dollar just recently increased its interest rate from 4% to 4.25%. And what's happening in the marketplace is what's referred to as a carry trade, where folks will go out and they will buy the Aussie dollar versus the U.S. dollar, and that differential, that from 4.25% to 0.25%, they'll look to take that 4% differential and work with it as a profit in their pocket. The problem is, with the dollar being so low, it's not competitive in the nature of the euro or the pound or the Aussie dollar in the marketplace. And so, therefore, globally, we're actually making money off whatever exports we're putting out in the world. We're the third largest exporter in the world, but we're not competitive as well as we could be if our interest rates are maintained so low. Hopefully I'm making sense here.
Oh, you're making a lot of sense, actually. It's a very, very interesting situation. The interest rate situation is very, very interesting because our economy right now, in my opinion, and I think virtually everybody's opinion, is it really is on the ropes. I mean, you know, the price fighter being the U.S. economy might be kind of, you know, able to not fall over the ropes, so to speak, but our economy is still on the ropes. Yeah, there's some interesting things going on right now, yeah, you know, in terms of housing sales, in terms of unemployment, in terms of consumer sentiment, et cetera, but, you know, we're not even close to being out of the woods yet. And It's an interesting balancing act that the Fed, for lack of better terms, needs to assume when you look at the impact of interest rates. You know, it's and the strength of the dollar. I certainly don't pretend to know what they should do. My personal guess is I think you're going to see interest rates go up a little bit.
I do believe that they do need to move up some.
Yeah.
We're seeing a stronger economy now. How is our economy getting stronger? Well, to some degree, there was the amount of money that was put into the system by the U.S. government.
Sure.
And different firms, as well as we've seen with the financial sector and some other sectors, have actually been able to improve the situation. I mean, GM just announced, General Motors, that is, just announced they paid back their loan. 5 years before it was actually due.
Right.
That's a good sign in the economy.
Sure it is.
So there's certain factors in the economy that are saying, hey, we're ready for the move up. Now, the everyday person and his effect, well, my credit cards are going to go up or my loan rates are going to go up. Well, the fact of the matter is there's going to be a balancing act, but at the same time, the local businessman who needs to hire more employees because he's getting more orders in-house, well, he needs a cash flow, and part of that cash flow is going to come from the loans from the bank. Now the banks are being able to lend more money. There's that trickle down effect. I hate to go back to that, but there is that terminology in the marketplace, and it does have an effect that could potentially have a positive aspect to the everyday Jane and Joe at Main Street level.
Let's switch segments of the subject of the U.S. dollar over to the impact of events that are going on in Greece, Spain, and Portugal right now.
Yes, that is on shaky grounds right now. With the euro situation, Jean-Claude Trichet of the European Union, or the European Central Bank, does not want to see the euro fall down. There's a lot of folks who are heavily invested, and what I mean by a lot of folks, also institutions around the world, financial institutions, heavily invested into the euro to see that thing. The interesting thing is the fact that with Greece potential default, they're talking about sovereign debt default. Now, sovereign debt, what that means is a whole country, its debt being defaulted. And so there's concern, will Greece completely default if Germany and some of the other European countries come to their assistance and the International Monetary Fund come to their assistance? They are working out a solution here, but got to think for a moment. There's a couple of neighbors to Greece. countries who also are standing there with hat in hand. We have Portugal, we also have Spain, and Moody's and some other rating agencies are downgrading their credit rating level. This is going to put more pressure on the euro. Now, if there's pressure on the euro to the downside, obviously that's going to be a good thing for the dollar, to give a rise on the dollar. But don't think we're out of the woods yet. With the dollar going up, it's lesser of two evils. Do I put my money in the euro, which has a greater interest rate, a better potential return, or do I put in a safe haven in U.S. Treasuries if the euro seems to collapse or can't seem to get its act together?
Mm-hmm.
And so there's a balancing act going on a global, international basis. Not too long ago, Merrill Lynch, some of their fund managers, had actually made a comment that some of their clients are coming out of the euro until this debacle is over with or seems to have settled down and they have some direction. Well, where are these clients moving their money into? Interesting enough, and you can see in the marketplace, they're moving some of their money into U.S. equities and also into U.S. Treasury.
It's a real balancing act right now. I mean, it really, really, truly is. You know, a lot of your colleagues, not necessarily within your firm, but a lot of colleagues, you know, people who are in the same, have the same area of expertise that you do, are saying that, well, the U.S. dollar right now is maintaining its strength because, you know, it's the best of the worst. And in my opinion, I think there's a lot of truth to that. How this whole thing shakes out, I think, is going to be very, very interesting. And, Dean, what I'd like to do is I want to keep a close tab on this situation. And let's get you back maybe about 3 weeks down the road. Or if something happens before then, at that time. Is that going to work for you?
That'll be great. I'd love to be back on the show. I just want folks to know that the U.S. dollar is the reserve currency of the world. There's
right.
talk coming up in the G20. There may be a new reserve currency discussed about. But long story short, every global economy in the world, every country in the world is holding dollars, and they're not going to give up their dollars anytime soon.
I agree. I agree 100%. Thanks for listening.
The Corlin Economics Report is produced for A.B. Corlin and Associates. Opinions expressed on this program are intended solely for the entertainment of our listeners, do not constitute investment advice, and are not necessarily those of this network, radio station, or our sponsors. Find out more about this program and today's guests by visiting www.kereport.com. For Al Corlin, this is Colleen Robbins. Join us again next week for the Corlin Economics Report.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. If you own an Apple iPhone and love to listen to your favorite programs on GCN, I've got good news for you. I'm proud to announce that GCN has a brand new iPhone app available for our dedicated listeners at GCNlive.com. Listen to your favorite hard-hitting GCN programs live or on demand right on your iPhone. And the best part? The GCN iPhone app can be yours absolutely free. Download the iPhone app today by clicking on the banner at GCNlive.com. Again, that's GCNlive.com. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
You worry. You see the signs and worry about the future. You worry about economic turmoil and food shortages. How to be prepared while preserving your sanity? Your answer may be at hand. Author Linda Runyon lived off the land, isolated from civilization. She knows that as long as the sun shines, there will be plenty of free food all over God's green earth. Perhaps the only sane insurance is knowledge of wild edible plants. The cost of learning is minimal. Wild food grows everywhere, and you will see it everywhere. It's every bit organic and more nutritious than our modern diets. Well-respected in her field, Linda's approach to teaching this subject includes books, flashcards, and video with an emphasis on health, safety, practicality, and joy. Learn how to identify it, where and when to find it, how to prepare, use, and store it. Go to Linda's website, ofthefield.com, and take advantage of special offers. Or if you're not online, call her 24-hour toll-free order line at 888-51-EAT-FREE. That number again, 888-51-EAT-FREE. A little knowledge makes starvation impossible.